KFWB News Time, 10:03. Negotiations halted today in Los Angeles between representatives of 5,000 Teamsters and wholesale food industry employers. The contract for the Teamsters expired September 4th, but has been continued day by day. Union spokesmen say there are no immediate plans for a strike. However, Robert Fox, president of the Food Employers Council, said there was a definite possibility of strike action. Also in the labor file, the 16-day strike against the American Broadcasting Company may be nearing an end. The striking National Association of Broadcast Employees and Technicians indicated progress is expected in talks tomorrow. Union bargainers are flying to New York for the talks. A series of vicious telephone calls caused 8 grief-stricken families in Denver to go to the emergency room of General Hospital today after anonymous phone calls told to members of their family being killed in auto accidents. One detective calls it the cruelest and most elaborate hoax that he has investigated in 18 years on the police force. One of the hoax victims, a woman 8 months pregnant, was told that her 3 small children had been critically injured and her husband killed in an auto accident. The woman was treated for shock, placed in care of her doctor after her husband and children were found safe nearly 3 hours after the hoax call. In Santa Rosa, officials have charged 14 young persons with trespassing after they refused to leave Lou Gottlieb's Morning Star Ranch at the request of the former singer. Gottlieb has been under court orders to remove the hippies from his property. He faced a $500 a day fine for each day the flower children remained. Sonoma County officials say the singer's ranch was in violation of health code standards for organized camps. A bus carrying 18 persons collided with a pickup truck near Jamestown, California today. 8 persons were injured. The bus riders were set construction workers for Universal Film Studios. They were in the Jamestown area working on sets for a Western movie to be filmed there beginning in November. State auditors will begin checking the books of the Orenda Pools Company next week. The firm went out of business with about 100 unfinished swimming pools in the San Francisco area. The president, Harold Saperstein, says the firm owes creditors $200,000 and has only about half that amount in collectible assets. Now the area weather, clear tonight, sunny tomorrow and Sunday, patchy fog near the coast early Monday, 76 degrees in the valley, 75 in Orange County. It is 69 at the airport and is 74 degrees at the Civic Center, going down to about 60. Al Goodwin, KFWB News.
The KFWB Football Roundup.
At the end of 3 quarters of play, it is USC leading Stanford by a 17-0 count. In the Southern Conference, Citadel 20, Arkansas State 7. Richmond defeated Davidson 24-17. William & Mary upended BMI 33-28. West Virginia shut out Pittsburgh 15-0. Georgia Tech shut out Clemson 10-0 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. It was Duke over the Army 10-7. Syracuse edged Maryland 7-3. North Carolina State with a big upset over Houston, ranked number 3 nationally. Final score 16-6. Virginia edged Wake Forest 14-12. Wyoming over Brigham Young, 26-10. Cincinnati in the Missouri Valley Conference upended Wichita State 14-6. Louisville rolled over Dayton 29-7. It was Utah State 28, Memphis State 13, and Tulsa really walloped Idaho State 58-0. In pro football, National League, Cleveland 21, Pittsburgh 10. The American League, the New York Jets over Oakland 27-14. And in case you didn't hear, the St. Louis Cardinals defeated the Boston Red Sox the 3rd game of the World Series today by a 5-2 score. Additional football results in 25 minutes.
The KFWB Football Roundup.
And what do you got there, son?
Yes, said he coughingly. We got the music machine with what we got. It didn't work there for a minute, did it?
I got me a complication. And it's an old child. To my reputation, something more than what. I know it suits me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yeah. I won't cry out for justice, admit that I was wrong. I'm saying hibernation to the tongue of size and gum. Down to size, to size. salvation. I've all but washed my hands. My social life was done. My name is really Mud. I'm up to here in life. I guess I'm down to size.
Music machine right there working out. It's 9 after 10 with Better Music Radio BMR. The number in the valley there, two of them to call my friends, David Clayman, 787-7996. Getting a lot of Dylan and Donovan requests from there tonight. And also Jeff Simon at 786-3165. And about 10 after 10 upcoming. Oh, doggone, I'm just beginning to dig 9 after 10 and all of a sudden I lost it already.
Hi, this is your Bell Brand Potato Chip Inspector. Have I got a mealtime idea for you. Help your husband kick the potato habit by serving him yummy Bell Brand potato chips instead of potatoes. Try them on steak and chips, chops and chips, fish and chips. He'll love them, because Bell Brand potato chips are so delicious. There are all kinds of potato chips, but one kind rings the bell. If it's Bell, it's
all right, honey. Bell Brand, they're yummy. And of course, you want to call Carol at Hollywood 35151. We're taking the votes and calls for another 50 minutes, and that'll be it. And Thrifty Mart's fabulous blue chip and ads will end today. It's ending today. When do the Thrifty Mart shops close? About midnight? 1 or 2 o'clock? Huh? Oh, some are open all night long. Well, whatever it is, it's maybe I guess I'll take them after midnight tonight. Consider it part of Saturday. Who knows? I mean, I can't get the Thrifty Mart people in trouble by saying that. You should complete your blue chip bonus punch card, get 1,000 free bonus stamps, and register for the grand prize sweepstakes. 100,000 free blue chip stamps, nothing to buy at Thrifty Mart. Here's a little taste.
Attention, husband.
I'm a husband.
For a happier marriage, suggest to your wife that she shop at Thrifty Mart, because whatever you put in your shopping cart, you save and save at Thrifty Mart.
Is that all there is to it?
Well, you might remember those three little words, don't argue.
That's two words.
I said don't argue.
Yeah, three little words that mean saving at Thrifty Mart. Thrifty Mart. Oh, that's clever, baby. Come on now, love. Can't Explain, and the new one, You Set the Scene.
Walk down your
you those steps, you take some more steps. What did you take them for? There's a private in my boat, and he wears business sessions master on his coat. There's a chicken in my nest, and she won't lay until I've given her my best. At her request, she asks for nothing. You get nothing in return. If you want, she brings you water. If you don't, then you will burn. You go through changes, it may seem strange. Is this what you're put here for? That's what you're happy for. There's a man who can't decide if he should fight for what his father thinks is right. There are people wearing crowns who threw you up, but they would rather threw you down. At my request, I ask for nothing. You get nothing in return. If you're nice, you bring me water. If you're not, then I will
Still get requests for Orange Skies and things of that nature, but we didn't have a chance. I hadn't played a Can't Explain for a long, long while, so played that one. And then right into you set the scene, and it was almost like one continuous thing. It was a mood piece by Love. And that's you set the scene is out of the brand new LP. It's not on the top 30 countdown, of course. I'll be picking up an Incense and Peppermint in just a bit, which is out of the album. It's number 30 this week by the Strawberry Alarm Clock. The Steve Miller Blues Band, the Kaleidoscope, tonight are over there at the Hullabaloo, the 118th annual Edgar Allan Poe Electric Memorial and Breakfast. Is being presented at the Hullabaloo tonight. The Electric Memorial is featuring Taj Mahal, the W.C. Fields Memorial Electric String Band, the West Coast Branch, the Outlaw Blues Band, Bluesberry Jam, Cosmic Lights by the Thomas Edison Memorial Flash, and a presentation of Peace Expertise by special arrangement with the International Affairs Department of Radio Free Oz. There'll be a breakfast at 2 a.m. by the Green Power. The Electric Memorial and Breakfast is a benefit for the Student Mobilization Committee Conference at East Los Angeles Junior College, which is running tonight, today and tomorrow. And the concert tickets are $1.50 at the conference registration. Well, that's already over with. You can still buy the tickets now at the door at the Hullabaloo for $2.50. And it's on behalf of, as I said, the Student Mobilization Committee Conference.
I'm from the KFWB Legal Department. Now, let me hear about this contest you're talking about.
All right, sir. Now, here's how our KFWB listeners can get in on the excitement of the all-time heavyweight championship fights. Uh-huh. First, they pick up an entry blank at any of the participating sponsors.
No purchase necessary.
Guess the winner of each of the weekly fights and send it...
Or a reasonable facsimile.
...to KFWB.
Now, entries must be received before 6:30 p.m. Monday of each week's fight broadcast.
From all of the correct entries...
By random drawing...
KFWB will award a portable television set.
Each of the 15 weeks.
Whether or not you're a weekly winner, all entries are eligible for the sweepstakes prize jackpot at the end of the series.
I'll buy that.
Mind. In the sense of love, immense the color of time.
cents in peppermint right there, the bag, the beautiful bag of the strawberry alarm clock, and you're invited to attend an arthritis medical forum open to the public free on Thursday evening, October the 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the Torrance High School Auditorium at 2200 Carson Street in Torrance. Upcoming, a taste of a fantastic new LP by The Clear Light. Going to play Mr. Blue for you. Get set for something unusual in the way of experience. The Doors and this album gonna be the kickiest ones in Better Music Radio Land for these last couple of hours anyway.
Good morning, Mr. Blue. We've got our eyes on you. The evidence is clear that you've been scheming. You'd like to steal away. While away the day, you'd like to spend an hour dreaming. Mr. Blue, we know what's good for you. Just think of it as sense and not surrender. But never think again that you can ever think again, or you'll get something you'll remember.
You got all that sound out of that little car radio.
Oh, there's a little thing that could be in the sense of the not the inspiration, but in the same sense of the thought and the inspiration behind the writing of Light My Fire and the performing of it. Could be a thing of that nature, but a different kind of a bag, of course, more of a protest schmear.
Coming back, more of the Top 30 Album Countdown with Better Music Radio with BMR. It's Clear Light and Mr. Blue right here for you. Yes, anytime.
Jack Johnson, the Galveston Giant, ranked by Ring Magazine as the top heavyweight of all time. Next Monday night, Johnson is matched with hard-hitting Max Baer. It's the fifth fight in the computerized heavyweight tournament, exclusively on KFWB, Group W Westinghouse, broadcasting for Los Angeles.
Al Goodwin, KFWB News. President Johnson has told a cheering crowd at a Democratic fundraising dinner in Washington that he won't back down on Vietnam or his request for a tax surcharge. Authorities in Tokyo say that at least one student was killed, many more injured during left-wing student demonstrations protesting the planned visit of Japanese Premier Sato to South Vietnam. U.S. military spokesmen have revealed that U.S. infantry forces have turned back a North Vietnamese thrust only 40 miles from Saigon. Delegates of United Auto Worker locals will meet in Detroit tomorrow to plan special assessments against UAW members at GM and Chrysler. The union wants to keep its strike fund from being drained by the strike against Ford. The Los Angeles DA's office is expected to investigate reports of financial discrepancies in a war on poverty project in Watts. The program has been suspended by anti-poverty officials pending an investigation. Taxes versus spending. For that story, KFWB Washington correspondent Hal Cessna.
Neither the president nor the Congress has budged so far in the continuing hassle over spending cuts versus tax increase. Both sides have again stated the case for the public as it became apparent there was no immediate compromise in sight. And in fact, the gap appears to have widened. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Wilbur Mills said the tax increase was dead unless there's a cut in long-range and short-range spending by the administration. That puts another dimension into the argument. Previously, the tax writers had considered spending cuts only in the current fiscal year. In turn, President Johnson has reiterated his statement that Congress's refusal to raise the taxes would cause rising prices and credit charges. He called it an inflation tax that would cost more than his proposal. The recurring statements from both sides indicate that neither wants to be saddled with initiating cutbacks this soon before an election. Hal Cessna, Washington.
74 degrees at the Civic Center, going down to about 60. Hal Goodwin, KFWB News.
The KFWB Football Roundup.
Just completed, Southern California has shut out Stanford. Final score, 30-0. UCLA earlier today down to Penn State. A hard-won victory, a 17-15 final score. Ohio State shut out Oregon, 30-0. Washington upended Oregon State, 13-6. It was Baylor nipping Washington State 10-7, and California barely got by the Air Force 14-12. Indiana in the Big Ten defeated Illinois 20-7. Notre Dame rolled over Iowa 56-6. Navy over Michigan 26-21. It was Michigan State rolling up a 35-7 victory over Wisconsin. Minnesota 23, SMU 3. It was Purdue 25, Northwestern 16. Elsewhere in the Southwest Conference, Arkansas 26, TCU nothing. Florida State nipped Texas A&M 19-18. Mississippi State down to Texas Tech 7-3. Additional final football scores in 30 minutes at 5 past 11.
The KFWB Football Roundup. Back to the album countdown again, and LP that's way up there. And number 4, The Supremes' World.
But heartache, baby. Yeah, yeah. Pretty Little Taste is what's going down right now. That's the Supremes LP, and that's the Supremes' greatest hits, and the album is number 4 this week. And tonight I'm just jumping around hither and yon. Hey, Hal, before you split, in reference to what you said about the, Lou Gottlieb, you know, the former member of the Lamplighters, tied in what took place yesterday, the so-called burying of Haight Ashbury, up there in San Francisco, it's dead and all. That's what the people up there, we want to be called long-haired Americans, so remember that in the future, you and your establishment friends there, when they get around to another story about hippies. But on the news tonight on TV, while you were moonlighting at the other TV station, on Channel 2, I saw them do a number. There's a city councilman in Beverly Hills who claims that the hippies, so-called hippies, have invaded Beverly Hills, and he's very, very up in arms about it. It's an evil, he says, and he's really very hot on the landlords who are selling or renting apartments to 4 or 5 hippies at a clip. You know, they share expenses, etc. And he says they bring dirt and filth and rats. And his newscast was a kick. I forget his name, the guy that works along with Clee Roberts on Saturday. And he said, well, he doesn't really know. He was referring to the councilman. What the councilman should know is that rats have already been in Beverly Hills for a long, long time because they love the hill country. They love things. They love trees. And they've been up there for a long, long while. So the rats have existed long before the hippies. Yes, speak out.
I understand that the so-called hippie is going to a warmer climate like San Diego and also New Mexico.
Yeah, they are a lot of the communal. They're going into a communal living in villages of their own sort. Very, very true. A lot of them are doing that little number. But I thought you'd like to follow up that story. You know, the hippies moving in Beverly Hills, everybody up in arms. The rats have been there for years, man. You kidding? Stone ponies.
You and I traveled through the beach.
Clown Ponies, now their LP, now a single, and that's, that's a different drum. 18 before 11, Better Music Radio with VMR. I'm going to close the phones down in about 5 minutes. That's what I'm going to do, world. Just about 5 minutes, closing the phones down. Give me a chance to compile what could possibly be if I get the chance to play it. If not, we'll carry it over to the Roger Christian Show tonight. The top five favorite groups or artists. And you can pick up on my friend Dave Clayman at 787-7996. Or Jeff Simon at 786-3165. Those are toll-free in the Valley, or Hollywood 35151.
The lamp of religious freedom burns brightly in America, but only because so many keepers of the flame died to protect it. Freedom of worship is not something to be taken lightly. Those sacrifices made on the altars of the battlefield represent the safeguarding of a liberty many millions of people do not now enjoy. Cast your vote for freedom by visiting your house of worship regularly.
A public service announcement presented by KFWB.
Back to the album countdown again. The Byrds' Greatest Hits is number 19. Number 18 this week. Last week it was like 7.